Welcome to the Haney Biz Project with Mark Haney. Mark is a serial investorpreneur and the chief dreaming officer of the Haney Biz Companies. He's working tirelessly to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution and share the inspiring stories of the region's most influential leaders. And now, here's Mark Haney.
All right. Mark Haney here, igniting the entrepreneurial revolution right here in Sacramento, because if enough small businesses catch fire, Sacramento catches fire, my friends. We're all about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. One entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time. And that conversation, Marcus, it starts with one simple question. Can you tell me what that is?
Are you hanging or are you banging?
Hi, I am here with Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines. And if you are banging, that means you are at your very best, at your very best opportunity. But if you're hanging, that's fine. It's totally okay to be relaxing, right, Caroline?
Absolutely. You got to do both.
Yeah, you got to do both. But it's when we get caught in between that really gets us. We feel like we're at our very best, but we're really not. We're really like that hamster on the wheel, and
no,
we're
man's
going
land
nowhere. So how you guys doing today?
Amazing. How are you?
Doing great. Marcus, how you doing?
I am fired up to hear about our guests today and talk about some connections.
Yeah, you know what? Today's show is about connecting, and I think it begs the question, can one single connection change the outcome of our life? What do you think, Marcus?
Well, I think absolutely. I think that if you're in a business mode and you're out there banging at your best opportunity, one person could really amplify your business and put you in that next perspective to take on some investment or get a new customer. And, you know, I think that one person, no doubt, like you, for example, could really springboard people's business into a whole new light.
Yeah, I know a few people. I know a guy. And now, Caroline Gaines is one of the most connected people in Sacramento. You're building a public relations company, Caroline. How important is connecting?
It's everything. Absolutely. It is about one connection, one conversation, one meeting, and it's the foundation of the business in PR. It's about, you know, who you know and who you can introduce people too.
Well, people
connect.
Yeah. Well, now, Caroline, what your business connections go throughout Sacramento. Describe what a great connection looks like for you in business.
A great connection looks like putting two people together that can work together, help each other out, and it's a win-win solution.
Creating that win-win. Now, some people say it's more important what you know than who you know, or is it more important, Marcus, who knows you? Who knows you?
Well, it's weird. I used to think about that it was who you knew, and then after getting in this entrepreneurial realm, I'm thinking it's who you know, who wants to know you, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Or who knows you? So absolutely, I think that that would be my number one answer there.
Yeah, but meeting people, you know, I've sometimes been the shy guy. I know I have my own, we have our own radio show. You two are extremely outgoing. Have you guys ever been a wallflower, either one of you guys?
No, I don't think I ever have.
I am kind of the hang back guy at a party. My normal personality is to hang back. My wife and I kind of joke that I'm the shy guy a little bit because I am that way. But you know what? How do you get out of that zone, Marcus? Why aren't you nervous? How do you become the life of the party?
I don't know. I think it starts with a cold beverage. I don't think there's an exact science to greeting someone these days. It's kind of one of those things where everybody feels a little bit nervous at these connecting events and just getting out there and putting a handshake in front of somebody and introducing yourself and figuring out a best way to conversate or figure out if there's somebody at the party that you guys can connect with together.
Now, Caroline, you're an expert in public relations. Is it best to shake hands, give a hug, especially when you're meeting people? How should you do that?
I really think that it is listening to people.
Uh-huh.
And people feel cared about. And the mixture of being friendly, genuine, and being empathetic is really a winning solution.
Is it appropriate for me? I see you at something. Well, you and I know each other, but I'm meeting you for the first time. Should I stick my hand out to shake your hand, or do I wait for you to react?
So for me, everyone I run into is either a friend or a soon-to-be friend.
There you go.
So sounds like it's a hug. Okay.
I mean, I like hugs too, definitely. So I am the type of person that goes out and takes charge and wants that person to feel comfortable and to feel listened to.
And just the willingness to do that, I think, separates the difference between connected people and not connected people,
it's
right?
It's awkward for someone like me who's maybe a little more shy, maybe not as socially gifted as the two of you. I don't know whether to shake a hand, give that firm handshake, or do the like the soul handshake.
Oh, there you go.
A lot of people do it. Or do you? I'll reach my hand out, and somebody will give me a fist bump. It's like a flump, right? It's, that happens to me all the time. But a lot of people, even guys, are hugging each other these days. We didn't do that as much when I was your age. So
hey, new revolution.
It's okay to give guys to give each other hugs too, right?
Yes.
No doubt.
Well, I think it's all about taking the risk. That's when you find out what works and what doesn't, and sometimes it doesn't work, and that's okay.
Yes, the best way to learn is by getting in the game, by lacing up your cleats, reaching out, shaking the hand.
No doubt.
All right, buckling up that chin strap and getting in the game. But the second best way to learn is by going one-on-one, extracting the first-hand experience from fighters, right? People who have actually been in the arena, the people whose face is marred with dust and sweat and blood. And today, we are fortunate to meet a few of those entrepreneurial warriors. Later in the show, we will meet a man that knows all about connections in commercial real estate. He's a man that gets the connection, gets the deal, and ultimately gets the girl. He is Randy Getz. But coming up after the break, we will meet two men who have built a business around making meaningful introductions. Get ready to meet the highly successful founders of Magilla, Dean Sukas and Chris Meyer. Magilla is the first of its kind lending search engine. It connects borrowers with banks without requesting personal information. Sounds kind of like an anonymous dating site for banks and borrowers. Anonymous dating site. Marcus, maybe you ought to run that interview. I don't know.
Hey, now. Come on. I'm a taken man.
Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, brought to you courtesy of Hub International. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Now, back to the Haney Biz Project with host Mark Haney.
Welcome back to Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Sun Systems Technology. I'm Mark Haney, and today I am joined by Dean Sukas and Chris Meyer, the founders of Magilla. How you guys doing today?
Doing great.
We're doing great,
Mark. Good, good. So, Magilla, Chris, why don't you start us off? How did the name Magilla come about?
You know, I think it was just one of those great placeholder names for time being. Back in the day, there was a Magilla Gorilla commercial.
The Magilla Gorilla, yeah.
Right? That was way back in the day. And I love the name Magilla. There's a Yiddish term to mean the whole thing.
The
whole Magilla. And we, Dean and I wanted a name that was kind of big, you know, we wanted a Google kind of name, not like Lend This, Fund That, you know, we wanted something that would resonate with people.
Well, it is a cool name. Now, you guys, Dean, give us an overview of what Magilla is. I've described it as a dating site, but that's probably a little extreme, huh?
we definitely didn't build it to be a dating site. The first time we heard that in an interview, we were a little bit scratching our head, and then we went back to the office. We said, well, shoot, it is a dating site.
It's a match. Well, yeah,
it's basically, if you're into dating apps, it's exactly like pretty similar to Bumble.
Okay.
Bumble is a newer version of Tinder, where, if I understand it correctly, we're both married. I'm not on not on these apps, but
it's not on my phone.
It's not on my phone. But I understand the woman chooses.
That's what I hear. We can check with Marcus. I was going to do a site myself, an app, if you will, for older guys, right? Called Shribbl. I don't know if you guys. It's a little bit like Tinder, but a little bit like Bumble.
I think you're like Bumble in the other. So we built it as Kayak was our concept. Kayak, of course, a lot of us have used that for an aggregator for travel.
Okay.
And Chris came to me with a problem, or an observation, I would say, that he was having about how we go about finding banks, the right bank,
okay,
to do a loan. And for us, it was business loans because we were businessmen. And we went online to try to find something that we would use, and we couldn't find it. Literally over the course of a weekend, we built the first prototype, and we wanted kayak. I wanted to be able to see what's out there,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to choose.
Right.
I didn't want my phone to ring. So if I put a loan in McGilla right now and I got my phone with me, it's not going to ring until I actively choose a lender to work with.
So you have this huge choice of banks and lenders, but by putting your name in, you don't get bombarded by telemarketers and other marketing stuff.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and the more important thing is that you don't put your name, social security number, or phone number in there. And we, as a businessman, we don't like sharing our information on the internet, and we don't think anyone really should. So that was the other sort of salient point of McGilla.
Chris, when did you start the company?
Well, we actually started it together, and I believe we started in March of 2015, the end of March.
That was the prototype.
Yeah, I had come up with a real rough version of a website, and Dean's kind of known at our school, St. Michael's Episcopal School in Carmichael, California, as sort of the tech aficionado.
Oh, you guys know each other through the kids. Is that
kids
right?
Are friends.
Yes.
Kids are friends. They're in the same class.
Okay.
So, you know, I went right to him, and he's like, I'll find you something.
Ah, nice.
Didn't exist.
So you created this business not that long ago. Tell us about what's happened with the business since you launched it.
It's exceeded our expectations. I mean, I don't even know what our expectations were in the beginning, other than trying to find something that we would use. And like Chris said, when we couldn't find something, we just built it. And we launched it a year and a half ago. Although Chris is correct, we prototyped it. You know, we were messing around with it before that. And in a year and a half, we've had $2 billion worth of loans come through the system.
Wow. Are they mainly commercial type loans, or are they? Can I do a house? Can I do a residential mortgage?
You can do a residential mortgage. The first generation of it was pure business. But our customers would say, this is fantastic. I'm refinancing my office building. You know, I put my wife and I put our home in one of those other sites, and my phone won't stop ringing. The results, what are those results? Those aren't real results. How come I can't put my home into McGilla? So, of course, I mean, customer service, right? You enable home. And now it's 50-50. Nice. We don't try to make it 50-50. It's naturally 50-50.
What are the biggest challenges you guys run into in building a business, right? You guys are a startup, and oftentimes there's a lot of growing pains at those early ages. What kinds of things are you guys running into, Dean?
Well, finding people to work. That was the beginning. You know, when Sacramento's becoming more of a tech hub. People don't necessarily think about it that way, and there are great people in Sacramento. They're just a little harder to find. You know, we're not in Silicon Valley, and a lot of the talent is pulled to Silicon Valley. But we're Sacramento guys. We hire from within, and within means our community. So that was a challenge. The other challenge is just navigating advertising. I mean, my business doesn't, you know, my upbringing was as a real estate developer. We don't sell to the public. We sell to home builders and sell to commercial. We never really did advertising, and now this advertising SEO, SEM, tracking.
Getting yourself noticed out there. So you have your building the team. Obviously, you can always be a chance. What's your team look like, Chris?
We're about 10, 11 deep, and we have a very luxurious position of having a couple coders in-house, which is
nice.
Huge for a small company. And a couple marketing people, a couple people specifically set aside, former bankers. So it's a great group of kids.
And what is your background? You guys each have different backgrounds. Dean talked about being a developer. Tell us about your background, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm an attorney from New York, and I was in Hollywood for about 11 years trying to be a screenwriter.
You got that deep voice.
Yeah.
You sound like you're a radio
little
guy.
Little Barry White, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I thought that was the mic.
And then
sultry voice.
Yeah, transitioned up and own a couple of funeral homes in Northern California, and that's where the genesis of McGilla started. You know, getting about 14.
Okay, so funeral homes. I knew that.
Yeah,
I assumed
right.
That would come up. Now, okay, how does that experience help you you as you're launching something like Magilla?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're grateful for every day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the bottom line. You see such tragedy on a daily basis that you it could go one of two ways, right? You could start drinking at noon, or you could go home and kiss your kids. And
yep.
I chose the latter. So that's just the gratefulness, I think. You know.
And Dean, you have built some incredible properties, right, in commercial real estate. You described one as we met the other day at your office out there off 5. That's gigantic.
Yeah.
Tell us about your background.
I'm also an attorney. Went to Jesuit High School, Sacramento. Went to Berkeley. Was an econ major. Then I went to Columbia University in New York, have an MBA and a JD from Columbia. So I was in school for a long time, and came out, worked as an attorney, a real estate attorney. My family's in real estate. And so, you know, I'm Greek. Greek people stick with the family.
Yes.
And went to the family business and helped out since I didn't work through. I had the luxury of not necessarily working through college. So you don't take that for granted. When you come back, you start working.
Yep.
Started working, learned a lot, and done subdivisions in Elk Grove, Placer County, industrial.
But you did that Amazon building out there, right?
That's the crowning jewel, yeah.
Nice.
My family had land that every one of my brothers and my mom and dad, the whole family's worked on that piece of property. And pretty soon here, Sacramento's going to have its own Amazon fulfillment center right by Sacramento's airport in a development called Metro Air Park, which is just amazing. I mean, to be the first out of the ground in that project and to come out swinging with an Amazon,
Very cool.
Was a very cool day.
A very cool day.
And now that one didn't get run through Magilla because it wasn't that type of a transaction, but we're working on that. Magilla's always got new things up their sleeve. So
I wonder about this. A lot of us as entrepreneurs, I have several businesses. You guys have a number of ventures as well. And how we allocate our resources, and one of our biggest resources is our time. But those decisions around resource allocation, you know, what goes into that for you, Chris? Right, you're juggling many things, and then you're also building this this business.
Yeah, I think you surround yourself by great people.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the key, right? Because I have a woman who takes care of all the funeral homes. She's amazing. And then Dean and I just, you know, sort of naturally segue into what is in his wheelhouse and what's in my wheelhouse in the business at Magilla.
And our businesses translate to Magilla. I mean, we wouldn't have built Magilla if we didn't have businesses. You can't have one without the other. If we were 22-year-old kids out of college, you know, eating top ramen, not to knock that, because that's where some of the greatest ideas, probably Bumble and some of these other, you know, Snapchat, those came from wherever they came from. This is different. I don't know how you could have done this without having experienced the process of doing loans, and not one loan, a lot of loans.
Yeah.
Also, when you're dealing with banks are historically significant. They're powerful. They're important to the economy. And there's this, a friend of mine, Matt Ryan, actually, his dad, said when we were little kids, I don't know, somebody didn't give us change, or I don't know, give us a Slurpee, I don't know what had happened. And he went and fixed it. And me and my friend said, well, I don't understand. We asked the guy the same thing. He's like, boys, you got to have a little gray hair on your head. A little gray hair on your head in order to get taken seriously. And I think there's some truth to that, where he's done however many loans, 15 commercial, you know, business loans. I've done, you know, countless real estate loans, and we both own houses. And when we go and talk to bankers, we tell them, we're your customer.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be a bank. We're not trying to knock anyone off their pedestal. All we're saying is, how many car brands are there in the United States? I don't know exactly how many, but in my mind, I don't know, 20. 20 that come to your mind. How many car sites are there to search cars? Hundreds? I don't know. A lot. You can tell me, anyone around the room can tell me what car you want to buy, and with my iPhone, I can tell you where to get it, what you're going to pay, and how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
There are 6,000 FDIC-insured bank brands in the United States. 6,000. And
wow.
Chris and I couldn't find anything that we would use to, just like a dating app, the field is this wide. I'm not going to get you. You don't get approved for a loan on Magilla. that'd be too easy. Life's not that easy. You still have to go through the process. But it's this wide. I want to do this. And narrow it.
Yes, and it's that experience that I think makes such a difference. I think you guys are doing something very special right here in Sacramento. We have to go to a break, but I want to thank you guys for sharing the story of Megillah. It's obviously a nationwide company, maybe going beyond those.
That's right.
The nation soon enough. Again, Megillah, based right here out of Sacramento, helping take borrowers and lenders and putting them together all over the country. When we return, we will bring on an award-winning realtor, commercial realtor, Randy Goetz, Executive VP of CBRE Inc. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of my buddies at Five Star Bank. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to Mark Haney, Igniting the Entrepreneurial Revolution with the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento, EO, where our members go all in. I'm Mark Haney, and I am joined by the award-winning Executive VP of CBRE Inc. He's a man with a great name, Randy Goetz. Randy gets the deal, gets the glory, and Randy ends up in the end. He gets the girl, doesn't he, Randy?
All I'm trying to do is keep the metaphorical wolf from the door.
Yes. If we can do that, we have the it handled. But that is, you know what? I can't do that. I'm gonna have to. You know, I bring that in because your name it begs that we do that. But when I first talked to you the other day, and you and I did not know each other, the first thing you brought up was your wife. I started asking about you, and you had to bring up your wife.
Well, normally I have to ask her to tell me what I think, which is why I brought it up.
Well, it's so cool that you're so proud of her, but you've done a lot of things yourself in real estate. Tell us about what you're doing as the executive VP over at CBRE Inc.
Well, all I am is a salesperson. I'm an intermediary. Folks hire me to market and sell investment properties in Sacramento, up and down the state of California, and across the country. So wherever someone is willing to engage us to represent them, we try and do our best job possible.
Well, we've been talking about connections today, and before you came on, we had the guys from Megillah on the show today. They're making connections electronically. What do you think about Megillah? And then also, I mean, how do you make connections?
Well, the Megillah platform is excellent because what it allows you to do is get loan quotes from a multiplicity of lenders from across the country. So as a result of what they're offering, you can get 30, 40, 50, 100 different loan quotes for a given transaction, which is very valuable. It gives you choice. And the one thing you want in this life, whether it's getting a loan or the way you're going to run your life, is you want choice. So what was your second question?
Second question was just, you know, you were making connections. How do you make connections? Obviously, if you're doing some lending or you need to hook up your borrower with some financing, Megillah is one option. But connections in real estate are so much more than that.
I'll tell you something that you may or may not find hard to believe. Ours used to be, a long time ago, very much a face-to-face business. And on a certain level, it still is. But the majority of the people with whom I work, I've never met on a personal basis. The relationships are strong, they're enduring. There are folks with whom we've worked a multiplicity of times, and the communications are strictly telephonic or electronic. But if you're someone who's dependable, if you work hard, if you're always working in the best interest of your clients, people figure that out. It's helpful if you can see them face to face, obviously. But they can still figure out who you are and what sort of an apt representative you're going to be for them, even if they don't press flush.
How about when you meet somebody initially? How do you establish that bond?
Well, I don't know that you do it immediately, although I would like to think that if you're somebody who's been in business for a while, people are able to read other people fairly quickly. Part of what makes a good business person and part of what one does for the first few years when you're in business is learning how to qualify. In other words, who's someone with whom you can work collaboratively and successfully, who's going to do what he or she says he or she is going to do. And you learn pretty quickly, and in my business it takes 2 or 3 years, but at the end of that time frame you have a pretty good ability to read who's someone with whom you can collaborate successfully. And it doesn't take very long. Within seconds, you'll know if someone is someone you want to work with.
You've had a number of successes in building your real estate career. Can you highlight some of the some of the successes? And maybe there's a big win in there somewhere you can tell us about.
We treat every transaction, whether it's a $50 million deal or a $500,000 deal, exactly the same. We put the same amount of effort into it. We do the same job on behalf of the client, the same marketing materials every single time. I don't know any other way to do it. I would say that if you're someone who works hard on behalf of your client and always works honestly and ethically, you're going to be very successful. And also understand that you've got to be persistent. And that doesn't mean that you're annoying in terms of your interactions with others. It means that in the face of disappointment, which is going to happen in any industry, you learn from the experience to the extent that you can and then move on. In every instance, your next action after something has happened, whether you make a deal or you blow a deal, your next action is always the same. You go on to the next deal. So, for example, I closed a deal yesterday, a rather sizable transaction. If you were to ask me the details of it, I'm not even sure I could tell you, because it's yesterday. It's not now. It's not tomorrow. It's done, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to stay current, working on the stuff that is meaningful for now. I mean, that's already behind us.
Right. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters in the sense that we generated a great deal of money for someone. We helped someone achieve economic objectives. The buyer's ecstatic because the buyer's got a piece of property that's going to help him fulfill his needs. But in terms of the intermediary has to move on. You've got to be like this creature that always looks down the road. You're never looking back.
Now, I've lived here in Sacramento area my entire life. You've been here a number of years. What do you see on the horizon for commercial real estate here in the Sacramento area?
I think this is one of the more interesting markets in the country. At the end of the day, this is a very desirable place to live. I mentioned to you the other day when we first spoke that if you don't make a lot of money, you can live a dignified life in Sacramento. And if you're fortunate enough to do well, you can have almost any lifestyle you want. There are very few places in this country where you can say those two things about the place where you live. So not only is this a delightful place to live, it's a delightful place for that reason to invest. And what we're seeing as coastal markets become a little pricier, buyers are willing to come to Sacramento where they perceive a little bit more risk, but the returns are better. And we've got room to run. This is going to be, in my judgment, a very interesting and productive environment in which to live and work for a long time.
So we're at the beginning of something, or what inning would you say we are in terms of the changes that are happening in growth in Sacramento?
I think that I'm not sure I can analogize it to a baseball game, but let's just say that there will be cycles. We're probably closer to a downturn than we have been. But if you're someone who takes the long view, I think we're probably in the second or the third inning in terms of decades to come. I think as interesting a place as Sacramento is now, whether you're looking to buy a home, go to dinner, go to a club, go to see some form of cultural entertainment, it's at the risk of sounding cliche, it's only just beginning. Yeah. In my judgment, I'm really happy to be living here.
All right. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Randy. Your insight into real estate and how to win and doing it without as much face-to-face, which, you know, here I'm with people here who make a living with face-to-face business. And I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts on connections. When we return, we're going to share our takeaways from today's show. And we're going to throw out a couple of our thoughts about how we make winning connections. Join the revolution, HaneyBiz.com. Courtesy of Sun System Technology, this is the Haney Biz Project.
And now back to the Haney Biz Project with investorpreneur Mark Haney.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Ethan Conrad Properties. I'm Mark Haney, and I am back with Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines. And you know, I like the matchmaking app website that Dean and Chris built. Seems like there's, you know, there's an app for everything nowadays. I mean, if you want to go over to Starbucks or anywhere, pay $10 for a cup of coffee, there's an app for that. If you lost that loving feeling, Marcus, there's an app for that. And if there's burning and itching that just won't go away, guess what, Marcus?
Cure MD.
There is an app for that. So now that there's banks that are getting matched up with borrowers, I mean, now we have a dating site for everything, don't we, Marcus?
I just think it's wonderful that small business, medium-sized, large businesses all have the same chance to go get in front of these funding zones that you can be a part of that. Before, there was no option.
Yeah. Caroline, takeaways from today. What'd you think of the guests today and their views and their businesses?
Man, I am inspired with what is going on in Sacramento. It's exciting, and what is to come. And I love the idea of matchmaking. It doesn't have to be just two people, but you can actually reach so many people through internet and technology. It's amazing.
I agree. I think those businesses are very unique. I think Magilla, I think, is going to take off, but I still have a preference for the good old face-to-face. I may not be the best handshaker in the world, but I still love the old handshake. I love the hug. I love the face-to-face interactions that you get by knowing somebody in person. Marcus, thoughts on that and making connections that are more meaningful in life? Can they really happen through an app?
Well, I'm not a blogger or any of that type of guy, so I'm not sure of the depthness of a relationship that can take place online. I know that people do it all the time, but I take a page out of your book. I am a face-to-face, down in the dirt, ditched to in the same foxhole as the guy right next to me through the whole process, which I have learned to see that be better for both sides. 1 + 1 = 3 in those type of scenarios, and that's what I'm all about.
And I think that's what McGill's business model really does. It really puts people together, and then they can take the relationship anywhere they want it. They can do it over the phone. They can get together face to face. I know there's community banks here locally that are a part of this. I mean, we are partial to our buddies over at Five Star Bank.
No doubt.
But you know what? If people can get the financing to grow their business, to buy houses, to buy commercial real estate, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing for Sacramento. Absolutely. Right? I mean, just a third inning. We've only just begun. I think that's a lot of headwind, too, for our region.
So one of the connections, Caroline, that you are looking to make in your world is to have Haney Biz go hands-on, right? You want to connect people up with the folks at Haney Biz.
Absolutely. So we want to be connectors, and that's one of our biggest missions here is connect good people with good people and make the dream work. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Love it. Yeah.
Right, Coach Haney?
That's right. You know, at Haney Biz, we do go hands-on, right? So that's really, we've been doing this show for a couple of years now, and I keep running into small business people that are either launching the business and they're sort of getting stuck. If they just had a big brother or a mentor of some kind that could put their arms around them, man, that would be so much more helpful. And I think we would see some of these small businesses that are in the beginning stages. We could keep them alive and get them to take off. But I also see a lot of small businesses that basically they sort of stall out, right? They get to 5-10 employees and they stall out. And I just think, wow, how can I help? So that's why we started our program where our team is going hands-on. We have we have our own group of companies that we've built, but now we're helping people outside of our companies.
Yeah, I think that it's an interesting fact that we're going out and putting ourselves as the middleman, being the third base coach, if you will, of this baseball game we're playing right here in Sacramento. And if we can just help one guy at a time, every show make an influence, I think that we did what we set out to do. And that's what banging looks like to hear at Haney Biz, you know. And you're a team manifesto. So tell us how you build teams and what connections look like for you.
I want to see people at their very best. And sometimes it's just one business relationship relationship away from igniting that business. They may need to get connected up with a finance person. They may need to get connected up with a sales person or a sales company that can change the trajectory of their business. So if I can help put some of those connections together, whether it be internally inside our company, great. If it's outside our company, guess what? I've lived here in this town a long time and I know a guy, right? I'm good old Marky from down on the block and I know a guy. You need to get anything done in business. Guess what, folks? I know a guy and I can get you connected up. And Caroline is the same way. And that's what Caroline is doing. And, you know, what I see an entrepreneur, the first thing I think of when I look at that entrepreneur is opportunity, because we all have strengths inside of ourselves, right? We all have gifts. It's how we utilize those gifts that makes the difference. And if we focus on our gifts and we surround ourselves with the people that complement our gifts, then that's when the magic happens. And so that's what, you know, banging is for me, is when we're at our very best, when we're doing what we're gifted at, that's awesome. But sometimes we just need to be complimented a little bit with some other resources, and that's where the connections happen. So speaking of that, Caroline, let's give a little shout out to some people that we need to connect our listenership to. Our audience needs to be connected up to our sponsors, right? The people that make this entrepreneurial community a possibility to make what's happening in Sacramento happen. It's people like the people that sponsor this show.
Yes, absolutely. Five Star Bank is the entrepreneurial bank.
You bet.
They can help you achieve your dreams. Everybody needs a little extra capital. Is that right, Mark?
That's right. Well, almost everybody does, but yeah. There's some people that are providing capital. There's some people that need that capital, but yeah, it's that capital that can ignite our businesses.
Yes, and Audi of Rockland over there, right across the street. On
we all
Granite.
Need a luxury car
or
once
two.
once we've hit the
Father's
place.
Coming.
When you hit that place in your life where you begin to have some success, hey, there's nothing wrong with going out and hanging a little bit in a Rockland Audi.
No doubt. We'll introduce you to Luke Smith and Ash Zaki over there, and we'll get you guys hooked up. Just mention Haney Biz, and they know what to do.
You bet.
And Hub International is the place to go for your insurance needs. They want to help you out, and we'd love to connect you to them as well.
You bet. And if you want a little more Mark Haney, come visit me in Rockland or go to HaneyBiz.com. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter. What other social media
things
you got? LinkedIn. I'm on all of that stuff. Come see me. I want to connect with you. I want to know you. I want to help you to grow your business. When we return, we will have our closing thoughts, our final takeaways about meaningful connections in our lives. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Audi Rockland. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back for Mark's takeaways from today's Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project. I'm Mark Haney, and today we've been talking about how one single connection can dramatically change the trajectory of our lives, the trajectory of our businesses. I mean, our connections are like mergers, like business mergers, and they come in all shapes and sizes. And my most meaningful connection is a petite 5'4" brunette that saved my life about 33 and a half years ago. Tonight, we're going to be going out for dinner. You know what? She's everything to me. And you know what? I'm a shy guy. I got fixed up with my wife 33 and a half years ago. And I mean, sometimes we get lucky and the shy guy comes away with a W. But I'm back here with Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines. And you guys are not shy. Talk to us about the biggest business relationships that you have going right now at Haney Biz and Haney Industrial Supply.
Well, it sounds like Mom gave me all the confidence to go out there and talk to folks. You know, I would have to say that that my partner over at Precision Disposable Supplies, Jeremy Perkins, shout out, buddy. You guys put me in a position to really succeed in my industrial supply business, and I really think that hooking up with you guys has taken me to new levels in a time period that I wouldn't have been able to do by myself. So just wanted to put that out there.
Caroline?
Yeah, mine would start...
Let's get your mic on, Caroline. There we go.
Mine would start with my team. Excellent people that I'm very grateful for. Also, Roseville Chamber, Rockland Chamber, yes. Sac Metro. Incredible relationships that have been developed there. And... of course, you, Mark Haney.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Caroline. I was not looking for that. But these communities that we get involved in, it may be the supplier community. It may be for Caroline's business and PR. It's the Chamber of Commerce. It's the different entrepreneurial communities that are out there. It may be our customers. We got to find a way to be everywhere that our key relationships are, right? How do we, but sometimes that means we have to narrow down our universe a little bit. How do we do that?
I think I'm going to throw that question back at you, because I'm sitting here running 1,000 miles an hour at my industrial supply company, and I'm trying to narrow down my focus, but yet you're running 10, 11 businesses, running a radio show, and I know you have people in place, but I would like to know what you do to make Mark Haney be Coach Haney.
Well, the first thing I got to do is don't be shy guy. If I'm going to be a leader, if I'm going to be a radio guy, I got to stop being the shy guy, and I got to come out here, and I got to deliver, but I have to do that right here in Sacramento, and I think one of the biggest mergers of my career happened in Las Vegas, and I went out for my second workout, right? I was at the Venetian. We had a trade show there. I'm out in my community, and I had been talking to this guy that was in my industry. He was the largest alarm distributor in the country, independent wise, couple hundred million in sales, and we were the largest video security distributor in the country. And I was walking down from the Venetian from the health club, and I just got done working out, and I passed this guy, and it was like, oh, that's the guy. That's the guy that owns that big distributorship.
Wow.
And I got all the way to the elevators after this 200-yard walk, and I said to myself, Haney, don't be a shy guy. And I went back, and so I walked all the way back there. I kind of jogged back, and we get there, and we're both checking in at the same time at the health club. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, Mark, how you doing? We knew each other from a little bit from before, but we didn't really make eye contact as we passed each other in the hallway. Well, you know what? I went in for my second workout. We rode the exercise bike together. And you know what? A year later, I am at the Venetian Hotel. The two of us have merged our companies to become the largest security distributor in the world.
Wow.
Or independent in the world. And now that company's gone out to be huge. It's a multi-billion dollar company. But it all happened by me coming out of my shell, me not being shy guy. So I guess I learned a lesson that, you know what? I need to be a little bit more like Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines. And we keep learning every day, and I think it's more important who we know than what we know, and I think I learned that today. So I just have to focus on the most important person that I need to know, and that's the crazy guy I see when I look in the mirror every morning. The most important person I need to know is me. Love. I got to get to know myself a little bit better. Even at this age, you got to be comfortable in your own skin. So let's share a salute to Sacramento, to the leaders of hometown patriotism, to the men making the business connections that drive our economy, to Dean Tsoukas, Chris Meyer, and Randy Getz. And to the salute, I got to salute the brave men and women fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. To the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to the one big American dream that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you, always by your side.